Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Fans were happy to see Team USA stay in good standings after winning their second match.
The way they came in the first half, I was like, okay, I think we got it the rest of the way. So it was a great game by them.
And a small town wins over the hearts of Algerian soccer fans everywhere.
Welcome to United States. Welcome to Kansas.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Monday with me. Today, June 22nd, 2026, we have a very special World Cup episode where you can catch up on some of the stories you might have missed thus far. We will check in with Team USA fans, hear about cross-cultural unity on and off the field, just how far one man is willing to bike to support his home team, how food is bringing people together, and looking at the World Cup in history. Now, let's head to Pete Demetrio, who was at the farmer's market near the Grove last week for a Team USA watch party, and fans had a lot to say.
Andrew, who arrived to watch the game 3 hours early, admitted he was apprehensive as he saw USA and Australia take the field.
After seeing them go 2-0 against Turkey, I really thought it was going to be a difficult game for USA, but the way they came in the first half, I was like, okay, I think we got it the rest of the way. So it was a great game by them.
It looks like the strategy the U.S. keeps taking is attack. Don't stop attacking.
Definitely, because I felt like our biggest issue was Australia is way bigger than us. Crosses were going to be the entire time against U.S., but they were physical. They were stronger. They did not fear them, and I felt like it showed throughout the whole game, yeah.
The thing the U.S. has to do in the games ahead, he said, is to avoid overconfidence after winning 2 games in a row.
One of my favorite parts of the World Cup season is reconvening with my friends and coworkers, catching up about the teams they're rooting for. I had my eye on the Canadian match against Qatar last week, and I could not wait to talk to our very own Chris Sedens about the game and what it was like having cross-cultural connections.
Well, yeah, born and raised in Canada, so, I mean, I've got Canadian roots, but I live here in the United States, so go Team USA.
Chris and so many others have many teams that they're cheering for.
We're all here in the United States. We're cheering for the United States to go far in this tournament, but we all have, or many of us have, roots in other countries as well.
After being an Angeleno for over 2 decades, some Team Canada players have an extra special place in his heart.
I think it's wonderful that we've got 3 Canadian players who are playing with LAFC here in Los Angeles, and now we're part of Team Canada as well.
You can cheer on those LAFC team members next Wednesday, the 24th, when Canada takes on Switzerland.
No Scotland, no party has been absolutely stuck in my head.
So you might have heard the news about Scottish fans drinking Boston Dry, but did you know there are now official plans to declare Boston and Glasgow as official sister cities? The mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, has created an internal partnership between the cities, and she expressed her admiration for this unity.
But it's just a sense of joy everywhere. I think the willingness to strike up a conversation. Again, we've seen when the Scottish fans and fans of every culture are doing chants or songs and then come across another set of fans supporting their team. People are taking the time to learn each other's songs, to learn the chants, and then going back and forth with both groups, sharing in that experience together.
She hopes that Scots will remember this joyous time for years to come.
Between our two cities, we wish we could keep you all forever. This kind of agreement will make sure that you always see Boston as a home base. We want you to come back again and again and again.
And now to a much smaller town of less than 100,000 people. Residents had a big Midwest welcome for Team Algeria upon their team's arrival.
So I want to say thank you to Team Algeria for choosing our hometown, Lawrence, Kansas, to come here. And so welcome. Welcome to United States. Welcome to Kansas.
Residents were super excited, especially Lawrence local artist Stan Hurt. He had a plan. For over a month, he had been planting and growing fresh grass, as well as laying red bricks down. Next, he placed bags of redwood mulch and sand as a representation of the Sahara Desert. In completion, he created the Algerian flag. The University of Kansas band also welcomed the team, playing the Algerian national anthem upon their arrival. Now Kansas residents have adopted the Algerian team as if it were their own.
And 1, 2, 3, vive l'Alger!
We have seen people traveling all over the world to attend the 2026 World Cup here in the States. But some journeys were definitely longer than others. Jakob Alberti started biking from his home country of Germany over a year and a half ago. Originally, Alberti's goal was just to make it back to his hometown. Heading to the World Cup for a pit stop became his between goal on his journey across the globe. He realized that his arrival in the U.S. lined up perfectly with the World Cup games. And over 10,000 miles later, he's finally there. At 8:45 on June 14th, Alberti headed to Houston Stadium for Germany's match against Curacao. I would say his journey was well worth it, as he got to see his home country win 7-1. He also pledged to run 10 kilometers for every goal Germany scores during the World Cup. So currently, that puts him at a total of 90 kilometers, including the two goals they scored against the Ivory Coast. And that's just from two games so far. The Democratic Republic of the Congo made their presence known on the field when they tied Portugal 1-1 in Houston last week, making their historic first ever World Cup goal. Despite their huge triumph, a very special part of their team was missing during the game. Lumumba Vea has been standing completely still during DR Congo matches since 2013 and has become the most recognizable fan in the stands. His brightly colored suits pay homage to the Congolese flag. With his arm held for the 90-minute playtime, he represents the nation's first prime minister and his commitment to fighting for independence from Belgium. Fans were so upset by his absence, in fact, that the president was eventually persuaded to include Vea in the official team delegation, which would allow him to attend all future matches. All of his accommodation, travel, tickets, and flights were taken care of by his home country. He should be present in the stands for their match against Uzbekistan in Atlanta on June 27th. Now, this patriotic bird has been waddling the streets of Mexico alongside his mom, selling drinks for a year. But it was when he was seen sporting his team jersey while they were out before last week's game against South Korea that people started to take notice. Now the unofficial superfan of Mexico's national team, Merlin the Duck, has made his declaration to his nation clear after he stood proudly over the Mexican flag when both the Mexican and South Korean flags were placed in front of him ahead of their match in Guadalajara. Now let's talk about food. Norway opted to ship over 600 pounds of salmon to this year's World Cup. Yeah, half a ton of fresh fish was brought in from across the sea, along with a little over 250 pounds of special cheese. The team decided they wanted to stick to their standard Norwegian diet rather than including the abundance that is American food. Norway's catering team here in the United States has been a part of the national crew for 35 years now, and they heavily rely on fish as a source of lean protein. Some fans, like this Twitter user from Japan, was much more impressed by the cuisine we have to offer here in the States. This is what he had to say. USA, a Mexican restaurant. We had not yet ordered anything, and the food was already arriving. Chips, salsa, unrequested, free. I stopped the waiter. We have not yet earned these. They just come with the table, man. They come with the table. In my land, hospitality is a debt. Every gift creates an obligation weighed carefully, returned in the proper season with interest of feeling. Here, the gift arrives before you have even proven you can pay for dinner. This is not an appetizer. This is a declaration. We trust you. Eat. I ate with the gravity the moment deserved, and then I must report this calmly. The basket emptied, and a new one appeared. Did we? Refill, the waiter said. It's bottomless. Bottomless? They have wells of salsa. The supply lines of this nation are beyond anything my ancestors imagined. My friend warned me, don't fill up on chips, dude. Too late. I had accepted three baskets. Honor demanded each one be finished. An unfinished gift is an insult. By the time my actual food arrived, I was a ruined man. I was not hungry. I was not comfortable. I had been defeated by a courtesy. Generosity that arrives before the request cannot be repaid. It can only be survived. I know the rule now. I have made peace with the basket. One basket, two at the most. Who am I deceiving? There is no number of baskets I would refuse. The trust of a nation is in that salsa, and I intend to honor all of it. And scene. As an American, I don't think a lot of us think about these things, you know, getting our free chips and free refills on drinks. But it's been really cool to see and hear about all of these experiences that people are having for the first time ever. And one condiment has captured the hearts of many international fans. Ranch dressing has been so popular that TSA had to make a statement. This is what they said. If you're visiting for a very large sporting event and you happen to discover ranch while you're here, please pack it in your checked bag on the way home. Thank you. Ranch is technically a liquid, and passengers cannot exceed more than 3.4 ounces in their carry-on. Full-size bottles can travel in your checked luggage, but it's important to be wary of spillage. Try and remember to tighten the cap, place the bottle inside a sealed plastic bag, and then wrap in soft clothing to minimize ranch overboard. After Ranch started getting this viral moment, Kraft and Hidden Valley quickly created a solution for international ranch lovers wanting to bring the flavor home with ranch packets. They are in production, but not quite available to the public yet. I hope for the sake of our friends across the pond, there is a quick rollout of ranch in powder form. And did you know that back in March of 1966, the World Cup trophy went missing? That's right. Just 4 months before the World Cup began that year, the 14-inch gold-plated trophy was stolen, even with round-the-clock security. England was elected to host the games, and the trophy arrived in January. But 2 months later, the display case was found smashed and emptied. A week of chaos ensued, searching everywhere, but investigations led to dead ends and increased public panic. An unlikely hero joined the search committee unknowingly on his nightly walk. Pickles the dog, a sweet black and white collie pup, found a very enticing sniff spot that Sunday evening. His owner noticed a large object covered in newspapers, and he feared the package might have been a bomb upon first inspection. He quickly spotted an inscription on the object with the nations Brazil, Uruguay, and Germany. Lo and behold, Pickles and his pal discovered the trophy the world thought they would never see again. Pickles became a national hero and was gifted a year's supply of dog food and awarded the National Canine Defense League Silver Medal and named Dog of the Year. Now that's what we call a good boy. Well, that's it for today's special World Cup edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.